us to, you know, understand and help us to give us the illustration that was there. We think about towers now. We think about cell phone towers. We think about television towers. And we think, what a vulnerable spot. If you were climbing and you're on the top of a telephone or a television tower, let's say the broadcast tower, people could see you really well, can't they? People could hurt you. They could, like, blow the bottom of the tower, here it comes down, you know. And so we don't relate the same way. it's not enough to crush you.
Because God's not going to support us.
See, the tower of God is supported. The tower of God will take care of you. The strong tower. Again, we are based first to be the Lord is a strong tower. Now we see something interesting here. It says, the righteous man runs into it and stands safe. Again, going back to Exodus 34, we see all those attributes where we were saved and where everything was going to work out well. And so we do have that in our favor. But what's more than that is the running to it. We don't have the running to it. So I'm going to look at Joel, and I'm just going to read 3 verses just to drag along and break down if you want to. Joel chapter 2 and verse 32, it says this, and it shall come to pass that everyone that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there are some of those who escape, as the Lord has said, among those who survive us, shall be those who the Lord calls. Everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord, how do we get to this hour? How do we get to that safety spot? We do that. Joel, because it's Old Testament. I like doing that. Because it's repeated again in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 21, you'll see this. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, you say this. There may be a time in your life where somebody says, well, we call upon the name of the Lord. Of course I did. Swearing with God's name this morning. Proclaiming the name of the Lord after slamming your thumb with a hammer. That's different. There is a calling upon the name of the Lord for salvation, for rebuilding, for restructure, for all these things. That is how, that's the entry door to the strong tower. So it has to be that. And if that wasn't enough, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, I'm sorry, 10 and verse 13, you have to see my writing, I appreciate that. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now let me say this. Again, we looked at that just a few ago. I'm just kind of hammering this point home. When we call upon the name of the Lord, we wait upon the Lord. The picture we have there is a picture of dependence. If I call on the name of somebody, it's because I need help today, right? See, I need help getting something heavy. I ask for some help. Something heavy upstairs is like, we need help, we call on somebody. When we need something from somebody, we call them and say, hey, can we